Disappointing and disappointing on both accounts. You know, we've not played well today. We did play marginally better in the first half, but we had a lot of possession. But really didn't really we weren't creative enough in that first half to break down a solid unit where they had numbers behind the ball, and they made life very difficult because they allowed us to have the ball, but it was in areas where we weren't going to hurt them. And we had to be a bit more cuter than that, and I thought our link up at times was good, but then just on the death when we had two or three goal opportunities to strike the ball, we've hesitated, and of course they've got another body in front of it, and we didn't get that goal we craved for in the first half. And I think that gave Dagenham a lift. We decided to then stretch them a wee bit more in the second half, bring on the natural left side and try and get a bit more width and get the balls into the box from deeper areas. But what didn't happen was we didn't do the things that we were doing in the first half, and of course Dagenham was starting to then get a lift from that, and quite unfortunate for them and very fortunate for us that they didn't score. I think they had two opportunities at least to have gone in the lead, and probably I've got to say, hand on heart, that they would have deserved that to go in, because the warning signs were there. But you know, sometimes you got to look at it and think, well, we're very fortunate, but got to keep going. And sometimes when you're not playing well, is dig a result out. We obviously got a penalty from a handball. And then you think, well, is this our opportunity to put the ball in the back of the net? And then obviously things will then settle down. But we missed the penalty. That's give them another lift. And then, you know, we're living off scraps. But then eventually when we do get on a set play, and we've had a number of set plays today, which I'm being very disappointed with all the work that we've put in this week, feeling that that's an area that we could hurt them with. They've conceded a lot of goals this season from set plays, but the one time that we did get it right, we scored from it, and then we had 4 minutes to see it out. So I'm bitterly disappointed that we didn't. You know, the goals come from a goal kick from them where we're too deep, and then we try and play offside, and that just last moment when the defence has been absolutely first class since the first ball's been kicked this season, but they made a really poor decision in trying to step up when there's no pressure on the ball and the player's running from a deep area. You can't step up from those areas, and we have to learn from that. It's cost us dearly today. Like I said, we've not performed well today, I know that, but sometimes, you know, teams won't allow you to do that, and you've got to give Dagenham the credit where credit's due. They work extremely hard, got numbers behind the ball, and they're trying to do us on a counter-attack, and on a couple of occasions they nearly succeeded. So we've got to learn from this big style, because, you know, teams will come here and try and, you know, outnumber us in midfield, and certainly pack their defence to stop us from getting through the middle area. So if we can't get through the middle, we'll go through around the sides.
What are the big lessons your players do have to learn then?
Well, the one thing that I've said to the players is there's a lot of players haven't performed to their capabilities today, too many of them, and they were very slow in their decision making. It was almost waiting to control the ball first before they've made a decision, and I think we've got to make a decision pretty quick, move the ball quicker against teams who are going to pack their defence, and we've got to break them down while we're moving the ball at pace. Today it was too laboured, too slow, so we'll learn from it. We've got to learn from it, and we will, you know. We've shown we're a good side this year, and we've got to prove to people that we can do it consistently. Yes, we might have some blockades in front of us, but we've got to break them down. And possibly, you know, our plan B should have been our plan A.
Well, you've touched on something there. Given the expectation on you this season, and given that this was a side that struggled last season, is this a bit of a wake-up call for your side?
Listen, we know we've lost 2 points last week against Bristol Rovers because we should have won that game, and deservedly so. Today, I would say, you know, we were fortunate to get in the lead. However, we did something that I thought we were more than capable of, and that's seen out again. We've got enough experience in there to do that. So we've got to learn from when we're in a winning position is to see it off without having to play that well today. We could have seen it off, and we would have probably dusted ourselves down and said, yes, we haven't performed today.